Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalen. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. We are hitting around 260 episodes. I have not been on here as frequently as I would like because I have some exciting news that I am going to be branching out with a podcast. And it won't just be me. It's going to be a duo, but I'm going to tell you more about that in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that. It is so exciting. We're still going to be talking about relationships, but we're going to be having real conversations and getting down to the nitty-gritty about how you can improve your relationships and ultimately find love. But more on that next time. So today's podcast episode, I want to talk to you about finding yourself attracting the same type of person over and over and what that is about. And I know I've spoken about this before. We kind of repeat a lot of things because we can never hear it enough, right? We need to understand, why am I attracting a similar type and how do I go about changing that? So I want to address that today, and I'm going to keep it very short and succinct. This is just a message just to hop on and remind you about what's going on here, because I see so many of you frustrated trying to find that love of your life, wanting a relationship, looking at your relationship history and seeing there are a lot of painful, unhealthy relationships, and then knowing you're a good person, knowing that you deserve love, but feeling like, where is it and why isn't it happening for me? And there is a reason why you are not attracting a great love, a healthy love. And I know this is hard for a lot of people to digest because it can seem as though it doesn't feel right. Like, how can that be? But I am someone that lived a life of on a treadmill of attracting the same type of people over and over again. And this is why you are attracting people that are either emotionally unavailable, or you feel like you're chasing them, or you feel like you can't have this great love. It goes back to your core beliefs. It goes back down to your earliest programming about what you interpreted around you, like what you believed. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you had bad parents or anything like that. There's a lot of things that can influence the way we interpret our world and ultimately how we then choose the relationships we are going to be in. But it is a fact that your relationships mirror something within your subconscious. Whether you're conscious of it or not, there is a story, a belief that you are carrying. And like I say, I only touched on this a couple of episodes ago, but it's just a follow-up and a reminder of this, because you cannot change your relationships until you change the way you feel and the way you see things about yourself. Now, some people might be saying, but I feel good about myself. I have a great career. Life is good. You know, I had good parents. You know, it's just I choose poorly. And that may be the case, right? Yes, I can agree that we can have those seemingly good relationships growing up, and then we seem to attract these poor relationships and when it comes to intimacy. The question then has to be is, what do I believe about love? What do I believe about relationships? And then take a look at the types of relationships that you were witnessing when you were growing up. And I'll give you an example of a client of mine from a while ago now. And she had grown up in a family that her parents seemed to get along quite well, caring, loving parents. However, she saw her mom very unfulfilled in the relationship, and her mom saying a lot of the time that she wished that she'd followed her passion and her dream and all kinds. And so she would witness her parents having a sort of distant relationship in certain aspects because the mom wasn't happy so much as she could see that that was going on. So in her mind at that particular time, she basically said, I never want to be in a committed relationship, because to her it meant sacrifice, and she could see her mother was sacrificing. And so in that moment, it was just a moment, but all throughout her life, then when she was attracting relationships, she would always attract either men that she wasn't attracted to, so therefore she couldn't commit, or relationships in which partners cheated or weren't available. And even though she consciously wanted connection, wanted that relationship, deep in her core belief was she didn't want that. I don't want to end up like my parents. I don't want to end up like that. And that was the running program that she was unaware of before we started coaching together. And we were able to access that belief that it basically ran her whole life. And it was a case of unlearning that belief. And then she was able to go on and actually meet someone that is completely opposite to the types of people she'd been with before. And like she said to me recently when she touched base with me, even if this guy isn't the one, he's incredible and I'm loving it. And it is a different energy to what it always was because I'm different. And that is the point I'm making. And it's really hard to understand this because I remember even in my own journey, I would be thinking, but I feel good in so many ways. Like, how can it be all down to me? And ultimately it is when it's your story that you're writing on the screen of life. Like you have a blank canvas every day to which you are writing your story. And your stories are your beliefs, the narratives that you play out in your head throughout the day. It's all your story. And who you choose to engage with is part of that story. And who we choose to engage with comes back to what we believe. And beliefs can be not truths, right? They are just stories that we have attached to and played over and over and over again. This is your reminder that if you have a relationship pattern that is anchored in anything that I have been talking about, the only way to change the types of people you attract is to look at yourself and begin to do that inner work. And I can help you with that. Like, I have a coaching program where I take on only a few clients at a time because I am all about the high end, like literally one-to-one coaching, helping you get those results for life, not just temporarily switch up a few things, but literally create a new version of you. And you've heard me talk about this before. It's called the Wide Awake Chapter. It's a Wide Awake Chapter for one reason. You are waking up to yourself and understanding yourself. And that is how you change the trajectory of your relationships. That's how you call in a new type of relationship. And the relationship you begin to have with yourself is second to none. You are going to see and love yourself in a whole new way. But look, I'm not here to say, oh, you must do some coaching with me. If it is not with me that you feel that connection with to do any kind of coaching work, or you're not at that right time, then consider it for other, there might be other coaches that you connect with or other therapists, but it's not a case of it just will work out. Like somehow, if you've got a pattern, I'm not saying like you've just had a bad relationship, but you've had other good relationships. I'm talking about patterns. So if there's a pattern in your relationship history where you can see that there's a pattern, then that is telling you what needs to change. What needs to change is that early conditioning, those early limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck in that same program. And one thing I'm going to be talking about more, which a lot of people aren't talking about, is when we begin to make changes, there is resistance. And there is a lot of resistance to change. And this is why people find it difficult to change, or it's like with anything, even when you're wanting to lose some pounds, for example, or you're wanting to make more money than you've ever made, it requires a shift in how you perceive things and how you do things. And that is where the resistance is, and that is where it can feel very different, because there's one thing to understand something intellectually, but there's another thing to actually take action in a different way. Choosing to respond, choosing to behave differently, it takes effort, takes awareness. And that again is where coaches or therapists can help you in making that change. We want to overcome that resistance so we can get over that like bump in the road and see this incredible life that is ahead of us. But so many of us are treading water. We're just doing the same thing over and over again, and we're wondering why things are not changing. So I apologize if this has had interference. I have just realized I have not turned off my mute button to block out the sound, and it may be very, you know, messy here. I haven't played it back yet, but I'm thinking I probably want to upload this because it was just very clear and succinct on what I wanted to share today. So I'm going to leave you on that note. Please come on over to Instagram and watch my stories. Connect with me, Sally Kalen. If you are interested in coaching with me, please DM me. There is a lot happening. I know I say this a lot, but it has been a lot going on. Like I say, I've got so much happening for the new podcasts that are coming, and I just want to be able to help you find the love of your life, help you understand yourself better than you've ever understood yourself, and have the happy ever after, because you deserve it. So on that note, take care of your hearts, share these podcasts if you find them helpful, leave me a message, leave me a rating, like score these podcasts, and I love hearing from you. So please reach out if you are needing any help. Have a great day, and I will talk to you soon, guys. Thank you.